That's right, folks. It's Scott McNulty, and he's back on the podcast.
After a long hiatus.
Boom.
Ah.
Ah. No. No. What was that?
I have no idea. The Skype
dial pad appeared and pressed zero for a very long time. That was the horror.
It was the emergency broadcast system.
This is only a test.
Thank God.
Had it been an actual emergency, your ears would not have been destroyed in that manner. Wow. David Loris here, too.
Hello there.
Hello.
We are the people we knew would be here. Now, will anyone else be here? Hard to say.
Who knows?
It might just be us.
That's okay.
It's okay.
I have a lot of not talking on the podcast to make up for, so.
You may need to, yeah. Okay, I'm going to turn on the thing. Thing is on.
Hello, thing.
Thing is on. Tweet is tweeted. Thing one, thing two. Oh. And we know what that means. We're live on 5x5.
Hello, internet.
Hello, internet. Are you listening?
Should I guess I will retweet this. Or is the incomparable going to tweet it?
Right now. Tweet. It's just there now.
Oh, I should refresh.
Spoiler alert, I am the incomparable.
What?
It's not an anthropomorphic blimp.
The tweet Zeppelin. Is coming from inside Jason's house.
Thinkers.
Although I think anthropomorphic blimp can be our garage band.
Mm.
I'm resisting making a horrible Mac joke. Based on GarageBand.
Yes, me too. Dan threatened it.
Oh boy.
He
just wants to beat David on a number of podcasts. He wants to even it out.
I've discovered that David, being a new member of the Incomparable panel group, is pretty much going to read or see anything and just be on every episode now. That's what I found.
Well, you know, I'm sort of like the Dan Morin in training.
David, I listened to two episodes of The Many Lives of Harry Lime, so I've got a better idea of how to be Harry Lime now.
But after you listen to two or three, the zither, I mean, it's not just that there's so much zither, you start to recognize the cues. And
oh, yeah.
I mean, there's several that they use over and over. Oh my God, so much zither.
You may remember that Harry Lime was gunned down in an arboretum in London.
But
before that, he had a very interesting life. How do I know this? I am Harry Lime. Yeah.
Orson Welles reprises his role.
Yes, as the third man in.
And I love how it's
The Lives of Harry Lime.
The third man in The Lives of Harry Lime. Tonight's episode. I mean, it's like title after title. Oh my God.
Yeah. Orson Welles.
Oh, Orson.
He was really great before he was really terrible.
Well, you know, Citizen Kane is hard to get back from.
This is
yeah, true. To Palm from Citizen Kane to Paul Masson.
Rosebud frozen peas.
But you know, if I could make only one thing as good as Citizen Kane, I think I would. I would opt for that.
Yeah, well, and you know, the War of the Worlds radio broadcast. And
many things, yes.
Many good things. And then...
And then there was...
And,
yep.
And then can we really fault the man for saying, I am done with my talent and would like to drink more? I mean, enjoy. Enjoy life.
Exactly. The world thanks you.
He could have been unhappy and thin and sober and made more great art, but he didn't want to do that. He wanted to drink... And have a good time. And who are we to stop him? That's what I say.
I've skipped the good art part. And I've just
gone straight.
Straight to having a good time of drinking.
All right, fair enough.
I read the books.
I did too.
Read most of the first one.
David. You're like a good book club member.
He's actually like Dan Morin. He is more and more like Dan Morin every day.
But I read more of it than Dan, so that's why I'm here.
Yeah.
Take that. Did Dan read any of that? I don't even know.
He did. He read the we'll get into that.
We'll save it for the podcast.
Save it for the podcast. Yeah. All right.
This is gold.
I thought he'd feel better about, you know, talking about other time travel stuff. It's like, oh well, if you don't
yeah,
have to
I know,
talk about
but
that.
I guess he didn't.
But
all right,
we talk about the terminology here.
Yeah, we'll get into it. We'll get into it. Here we go. This will be interesting, and it's because you demanded it. Let's see. Do I have any?
You asked for it.
Yeah, that's right. And now you're gonna get it.
call up the Skype keypad and just press zero.
Oh, don't tempt me, Scott.
No.
Yeah, zero. All right. So here we go. Here we go.
Should be recording.
Is everybody recording?
Recording, yes.
Recording. I wasn't okay. Recording.
Before. Oh, no, Scott. Whew, dodged a bullet there.
I'm out of practice.
I know. It's been a while. It's been a while.
It's true.
We're back. Here we go. I am your host, Jason Snell. Thank you for listening. Don't go back in time. Don't mess up the time stream. And we'll see you next time. Stream. Time.
Don't sit on a butterfly.
Or we may have already seen you next time.
Yes, in the past or the future is it. I don't know. All right. So
there's less confusion in alt history books because you don't have to worry about all these timelines.
This is true.
Yeah, right. There's no, I mean, it was really refreshing to have them have that moment of like, we're not going to go back to the future and we've already changed the present. So we're not going to try to fix, you know, nobody change anything. Too late.
Right, yes.
You blew
yes.
up
just
half the Navy.
Into the middle of the Arctic Ocean and wait.
And scuttle our ships. And just
exactly.
No, too late. You changed everything. You can't go home. You just have to deal with the fact that everything is different. I like that a lot. That it's just so exhausting to see that same, well, let's not change anything kind of plot line. I've seen that so many times.
That's true. And it's a little refreshing to have basically... Like, okay, something happens and we're transported back in time, but we're not really going to dwell on what it was and worry about it. It just happened, and now the point of the story is what happens now.
Right. You stupid, as opposed to, stupid scientists with their stupid wormhole.
And if this was like a hard sci-fi book, it would be all about what happened on that ship that blew up, as opposed to what happened to the rest of the task force.
Right, they would have had like a chapter. This book has one chapter where it's like, hey, let's meet the crew of the ship. Oh, they're all dead. They made a wormhole. And that was it. That was like, that's it. We never see them again other than that occasionally people curse their names for ruining their lives. But that's it. They're dead. They're gone. They were spaghettified in the wormhole.
Mm.
Yeah. Wormholes. They're bad for you.
It's true.
Bad for your health.
Do All not right. approach a wormhole.
Well, Dave, if you're out there, thanks for recommending them. You sold some copies.
Good on you, mate.
Good on you, mate. Exactly. We tried very hard to find Dave and putting it in the podcast. The moment I put it in the actual podcast, it taught me an important lesson about how people don't go to the website. They don't follow on Twitter. They just subscribe to the podcast because we put out the APB for Dave and... There was no response for like 2 or 3 weeks, and then I put it at the head of the next episode of the podcast. I said, "Hey, if you're this person, let us know." Boom! Immediately, hey, I'm that guy.
Who knew? People listen to the podcast.
Most effective way of communicating is doing it on the podcast. So,
if you want to reach your podcast listeners,
and to
mention
all
it on your podcast,
all that's it. We're done. Short and sweet. Titan.
I like it. You don't want to talk for 3 hours about the 1 hour per novel.
Wow. Let's do a synopsis.
I have them on my Kindle right here.
Yeah, I know. I didn't even bring up any of the character names because the characters are kind of forgettable. I didn't mention, I should have mentioned Prince Harry. I thought that was a really nice touch.
Oh, yeah.
That Prince Harry is sent back in time. Yes, that Prince Harry. And he meets his grandmother, who's a little girl. I thought that was funny. That was a nice touch.
Yeah, I like the little touches of the historical figures that you meet. And
yes, Elvis.
Elvis, Sinatra.
Marilyn Monroe. Yeah. She doesn't really...
She doesn't do much.
Well, she...
Well, she does, she does, but...
She does a lot of having sex with the guy who's the talent scout, but...
It's true.
I found that bizarre, actually. That whole plot line was very strange.
With that guy, yeah.
He signs Elvis, boy Elvis, to a deal.
That's a pretty sweet deal for boy Elvis, though.
And he goes and finds Marilyn Monroe and, you know, takes her away from her first husband. And yeah, weird. That was weird. But that stuff would happen, I suppose, in an alt history.
I guess it would. Right? People want to make money.
This is true. All right. I have gotten my microphone in a very strange state now, so I think I can only speak standing up.
Oh, no. At your standing desk?
No. I don't have a standing... Ah, there it is. I don't have a standing desk.
Oh, no, it's even worse.
It's terrible. I just have to stand.
I can only talk on my microphone while I'm walking on a treadmill.
It's like speed for podcasting.
That's right.
If walk I go slower below... than 3 miles an hour, the podcast will explode.
No! Our Skype disconnects.
Okay, send me your files, and it was lovely talking to you, gentlemen.
The pleasure was all mine.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.